Dan Richardson is one of our most generous patrons, and he asked us, as a dog lover, to pass along some dog tips for the hot summer months to keep your dog safe and healthy.
Yeah, he's using his time on this show to have us tell you about giving your dog enough water before you take it outside, or not leaving it in the car while you go into the store.
Not even with the windows open. This is a popular misconception. Even if the windows are cracked and open, it can still get too hot for your dog. When you go to the store, do not leave your dog in the car. That is like a really nice thing of Dan to do.
What a great guy.
It really is. Welcome to a Tech Issue Tuesday edition of We Have Concerns, where everything fucking goes wrong.
Why do we have to do this every Tuesday? It seems like a bad
planning.
Because
that's the day that tech issues happen.
Oh.
That's the only day we could possibly do it where we could fuck up this badly. So why would we ever change that?
I don't know. It seems... I mean, we've been doing it that way. Might as well just stick with it.
Why not just fuck up forever? This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, you know how we've been doing a sort of periodic and repeated checking in on nature's innovative ways to become a hellscape of terrifying ways to kill us?
Yeah, sure. It's my favorite series because it makes me hole myself up in my closet for 3 or 4 hours after we do one of these episodes.
Well, we have another installment that'll keep you up at night, perhaps.
Beautiful.
By the way, was sent in to us at wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com by verbatim, our buddy verbatim. Well, don't go to the south.
Okay.
Because I want to introduce you to a new creature that hangs out in the southern states of the United States, in Texas. And it's called the...
Gun nut.
Yeah, you should watch out for that.
It's called the North American gun nut.
It's called the tarantula hawk, and it has a sting... It doesn't like stinging.
This
humans.
Is a hawk.
No, it's a bug.
It's a bug.
It's a wasp.
It's a wasp that looks like a hawk. It's a wasp with big dreams.
It's the most patriotic wasp there is.
It started as a wasp, but we did something horrible to it, and now it's a gross mutation of a tarantula and a hawk.
Have you ever seen a wasp with a beak?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, it
and
is
talons. It's large actually, talons.
It's a very large wasp. It fits in the palm of your hand. I mean, all wasps fit in the palm of your hand, but this one takes up the whole palm. And so this is this guy named Justin Schmidt, who is an entomologist, and he studies stinging bugs, and he's come up with the Schmidt Sting Pain Index, which is a scale.
How did he do that?
He got stung by a lot of shit, man.
He just sat and like let shit stung him, and he's like, Schmidt says that's a 3.
Yeah.
On the old Schmidt scale.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's a 3. Woo!
That guy is the guy who in high school, you'd go over to his house, he'd be like, hey, my dad's got a taser.
Cool, man.
You want to tase me? Let's tase each other and see what happens.
Well, I'll tase you. I don't really want to get tased.
All right, man. All right, chicken. Why don't you tase me then? Just tase me.
You sure?
Yeah, tase me, bro.
I just flipped the switch on right here.
Go! That's a 4 on the Schmidt scale. Yeah! That's who that guy is.
Yeah.
He's a scientist now.
Now.
But back then, he was a guy that just like every time he would ask me to hang out, I'd be like, I don't know, Schmidt. I don't know, Schmidt. I'm real busy today. Come on, dude. Come jump off roofs with me.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Nah, come on. Let's do it, bro.
Those two broken legs are a 4 on the Schmidt scale.
It's 2 for each leg, which adds up to a 4.
Yeah, this is a 1 to 4 scale. So 4 is the highest ranking, and he reserves that for creatures like the bullet ant, which is called the bullet ant because it feels like you got shot by a bullet.
No.
Yeah.
What does that feel like? Here's the thing. If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to get shot, which I do... You kind of want to know, right?
No. I don't want to know what it feels like to get shot.
You've never been curious about what it feels like to get shot. You never watched.
No.
You've never watched like in a movie somebody get shot or something. You've never been like, I wonder what that feels like.
No, I always go, I hope that never happens to me.
But why do you say it? Because like you know that there's some pain involved. You're not curious about the pain?
It seems like a lot of pain and and often resulting in death.
So, like, if you've ever wondered what that really feels like, which most people, I think, have, you could just get bit by this ant.
Yeah, it's super, super, way better. It's a good plan.
Yeah.
No, it's a terrible plan.
That's a great plan.
I don't want to get shot by a bullet or get bit by a bullet ant.
Okay, when there are two plans to see how it feels like, what it feels like to get shot. There are two plans. Get shot or get bitten by this ant. Which way are you going?
Can I recommend a plan C?
What's the plan C?
Imagine it.
No.
Or like ask people who got shot.
No, you don't know. Oh.
Just like ask them to describe it.
They can describe
it. Or how about like a
through
scale?
Through the frail system of language which we're translating impulses into thoughts, into language.
But what about,
somebody's going to tell you what it's like to get shot.
What about
numbers?
A numbered scale like 1 to 4.
Oh, if only somebody would come up with that scale.
That would...
Bros! Bros, I got it!
Schmidt, what are you doing here, man?
I came up with your scale!
The bullet scale?
Nah, the Schmidt scale!
The Schmidt scale applies to
hit
bullets?
Me with his bat!
I don't want to
hit me with a bat!
All right.
That's a 2!
Oh, I didn't swing very hard, I guess.
Now you know. You never would have known before.
Because
I just would have said, ow.
You're saying a bullet is double bats. Is like...
That sounds right.
Double a bat.
That sounds right.
Head.
2 times bat equals bullet.
All right, Schmidt.
I think 4 is not enough for the wide range of human pain that's
Isn't
out there.
Isn't it weird that he went with a 1 to 4 scale?
This is just for stings, though. This is just for insect stings. So I would imagine they all fall into like... They fall into like, meh, ow, holy shit, and like doubled on the floor in pain.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense for 4.
When you put it like that, I kind of respect him for not going with a scale that has a middle number, like a 5 scale.
Yeah.
So you can't just be like, they're all 3s.
Yeah, it all kind of
it's
sucks.
All 3s. You got to be either like, meh, you're a pussy, or that fucking hurt.
Yeah.
There's no like, meh, it's average pain.
All movies are basically okay. All video games are kind of fun.
I have a new respect for the Schmidt guy. He went with a 4.
Four is ballsy.
You throw your balls on the table when it's either a 2 or a 4.
Throwing your balls on the
or
table
two or a 3.
Is like a 1.5.
Yeah.
Depending on the height of the table.
Ball-peen hammer on the table. That's a 3, 3.5, 4.
So the tarantula hawk.
Tarantula hawk.
Is a 4.
Is a 4. In fact, there is a peer-reviewed scientific paper that says that if you get stung by the tarantula hawk, the best advice that we have for you is to lie down and start screaming.
I'm going to do that anyway. I don't need your fucking advice, science. No, so wait. So what does this feel like when you get stung by this thing?
It hurts real bad.
I know it's a 4, but what does that mean? What happens to you?
It says few, if any, people could maintain verbal and physical coordination after getting stung by one of these.
Wow.
So they say just lie down and start screaming because you're going to do that anyway. So
it's just intense pain.
It.
There's no like doubling of vision or swelling or anything. Like it's
it says
just
you're
pain.
Likely to run off and hurt yourself if you attempt to do anything other than lay down and scream.
So this is like a toe stubbing kind of pain, but like to the extreme.
Yeah, it's like you stubbed all your toes and your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you stub a finger, but it's like that.
It's like stubbing your soul. It's like your soul hit the corner of a table.
Yeah.
At high speeds. Okay, now I have kind of like a context for it because number one, can I just get out of the way? I am shocked that this thing is in America and not Australia.
I'm sure it imported itself from Australia.
I'm sure
somehow.
Australia has like the worst one.
Yeah.
We've got the tarantula
hawk too.
Yeah.
It's Australian.
We've got the tarantula hawk. It has like the python hawk. Like it's even worse. But so number two, I have a context for this pain now because I was worried that it was one of those, oh, your tongue's going to swell up. You're going to sweat. Everything's going to be numb. But it's just a lot of fucking pain.
It's intense pain. And it doesn't last very long. That's why they say just lay down and scream it out. And it's not going to kill you.
How long does it last?
It says it lasts just a few minutes.
Oh.
So it'll go away in like 4 or 5 minutes. It's the worst 4 or 5 minutes of your life. But it goes away. And the thing is, it's also really difficult to get stung by these things because they don't want to sting humans. They're not around humans. They're not interested in humans.
Oh, that's so Schmidt.
Schmidt.
That is
Schmidt.
So Schmidt, dude. That is
beyond,
Schmidt
baby.
Up and down.
He has to like flick them to get him to sting him.
Yo, wasp. Yo, wasp.
Schmidt, it's not a good idea, man.
Yo, wasp.
Don't do that.
I'm flicking your ear. I didn't even know you had an ear.
Schmidt, come here. I'll hit you with the taser again. Don't worry about
it. No, I've done the taser. I want to know what's up with this wasp.
No, don't leave. Just leave the
wasp
alone.
This wasp is being a little bitch.
Just let me hit you with the taser. Wasp, we'll call it a day.
Are you a wasp bitch? Huh? 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 Oh, you're going to cry? You're going to... Oh! Oh! Maybe a 5 would have been okay. Maybe I could have done a 5. I'm going to go run.
No, don't run. You'll
I'm
going to
run off this roof.
You're going to hurt yourself, Schmidt.
The only way to stop pain is with more pain.
It's not like fire.
Schmidt!
Oh, that's not good for Schmidt.
Maybe a 6.
He has to reorganize the scale.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I want to know what it's like.
No, you don't.
I want to know what it's like.
No, you don't.
I want to be stung.
No, you don't.
I want to know.
Here, that's not even the...
It's gone in a few minutes. It does nothing. It has no lasting repercussions.
You have the memory of the worst pain of your life.
Yeah, well, you know, I have that already. It's just memory of a different incident.
That's just psychological pain.
Yeah.
It's different. That's on the Schmidt scale. It's like a 2.
Oh, you don't know, and neither does Schmidt. My psychological pain on the Schmidt psychological scale, I would say is a 3.
Your just average daily psychological pain?
No, I would say the worst psychological pain.
Oh, the worst psychological pain.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
Is a 3 on the Schmidt scale?
I'd say maybe a 3.
It's like getting the equivalent of getting a bat and a half to the face.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I've had a 4. I'm going to reserve a 4 for some people who have really gone through some shit.
Yeah.
But I'd say a 3. I'm just saying, the psychological pain doesn't go away, Jeff.
That's true. That's true.
No matter
it doesn't
how
last
much
3
I
to
drink,
4 minutes.
I want to get stung by this wasp.
That's not even the most interesting thing about this wasp. It's called a tarantula hawk because it attacks.
Because it swoops down and then stings you like a tarantula.
No, it attacks tarantulas. It doesn't care about humans so much. Its whole life is about fucking with tarantulas. Now, what kind of badass bug takes on tarantulas exclusively?
You know how in movies they always let you know there's the fake badass and there's the real badass, right?
Right.
And there's the fake badass who's always starting shit and running his mouth, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't really amount to much.
Right.
And then there's like John Wick.
Yeah.
John Wick is like, listen, I really don't want to kill an entire town worth of people today.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm doing right now.
No, I don't have time for that.
That's not what I'm into.
I will.
I can.
I'm gonna.
I have and I will do it again. The tarantula hawk is the John Wick
of bugs.
Of insects.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to fuck with anybody. But if something is really fucking with him or fucking with the people around him,
or
the things he cares about.
His wasp dog. If
yeah,
they take his
even
wasp
tinier,
dog.
He has a bullet ant that he keeps as a pet.
Yeah.
And if you fuck with that bullet ant, say you're a tarantula.
Say you're Schmidt and you're flicking at it.
And you're flicking it.
You want it to bite you.
He doesn't
want to
do it.
He doesn't want to sting you.
But he will.
Oh, he'll make you feel a world.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's quiet. He sits in the corner.
Right in your face.
Right there.
Here's the thing about how it handles tarantulas.
Tries to talk to him first.
The tarantula hawk goes up to the tarantula and it kind of approaches and backs away.
Do we have a problem?
Approaches and backs away. And then
it seems like maybe you have a problem.
And then it gets underneath the tarantula. It flips the tarantula over on its back.
Wait, how?
By just like using its hind legs to flip it over.
Like a slide kick?
It like gets underneath it and suplexes the fuck out of it. Like
holy shit.
Yeah, like some sort of WWE wrestler.
Like slides underneath on its knee pads.
Takes it to suplex city.
Throws its arm
Yeah, like
up.
Brock Lesnar.
Wow.
And then once it's on its back, it stings it real quick, which paralyzes the tarantula. Then it drags the tarantula back to its lair. It lays one egg.
No!
In the tarantula.
No!
Then it seals up the hole and leaves.
No!
It leaves. And that larva then slowly eats the tarantula, being certain not to kill it. At any point, it eats non-essential parts of the tarantula
yes.
as it grows in size, keeping
yes,
the tarantula
queen.
Alive through the entire process.
Yes, queen! Yes!
So that's John Wick like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. The slow revenge. The slow revenge over time. It's like a mix between John Wick and Jigsaw.
It really is.
Holy
John
shit.
John Wicksaw.
I have a lot of respect for this bug.
It pieces out, dude. It just leaves its baby on a paralyzed but still alive tarantula that's upside down, and the baby just has a buffet of tarantula.
Just flies
over a series of a month.
And it's just like, sorry, I told you, I didn't want to start it.
I didn't want to do that.
I didn't want to do this.
Now I'm
going
to have to lay a baby in you.
I'm sorry. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
That is like the most intense thing you can say. as revenge.
My baby's going to eat you slowly over the course of a month.
I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to fight. You wanted to fight. And now I have to fuck you up, put a baby inside of you that's going to eat you and crawl out of you over time.
That's not good. You don't want that to happen. That sounds creepy. The scientists in this article witnessed over 400 battles between tarantula and tarantula
hawk. What a cool job.
Yeah.
What a cool job. I had a cousin who used to do that, and he was just my creepy cousin.
You watched chicken hawk battles?
No, he had a snake, and he was one of those kids who liked to feed the mouse to the snake a little too much.
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned him before.
Yeah, and he would always be like, hey, watch me feed this mouse
that
to the snake.
Nobody ends up.
I was like, no thanks, weird cousin. Yeah. I don't need any of that.
And you start there, you don't end up happily married.
If you encourage the weirdness in the cousin, if you let him
turns into the Schmidt,
do what he wants.
Justin Schmidt ends up.
He turns into one of these scientists who's doing good work.
Yes.
And if you can, the lesson here is you can do what you love. And if you're a weird, creepy kid who likes to watch animals fight, there are so many careers for you if you really double down on it.
That's why you have always been an excellent career counselor, Anthony.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I mean, it's a more of a hobby than anything else, but I appreciate that you do that. You take time out of your week.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who would say that I'm not qualified to be a career counselor.
Well, they say that because you know basically 3 to 4 careers total.
Yeah, well, and my thing is I just always say, what do you like to do?
Right.
Go do that. So it's like, oh, do you like stabbing? How much do you like stabbing?
And you shouldn't actually bring implements for stabbing into the discussion. I mean,
you know, that's one thing that came up with this kid who really likes stabbing is literally anything could be used to stab. It's not so
surprising.
Much, it's not so much that I brought in implements for stabbing as he's just a very resourceful kid, which is why I think he's got a future. I had no idea that he could jab that pen that far into my neck.
Wow.
But he could.
And it shows a true love for the medium.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah.
What do we know? Do we know exactly what career he's going to wind up in? No. But we know what color his parachute is.
It's going to be in one of the stabbing arts, is what you're saying.
What you do is you go to one of the schools. There aren't a lot of schools that have programs for the stabbing arts, I found out later. Because once again, I'm not qualified to do this.
And also, you didn't have much time having to be rushed to the hospital.
Sure. You bleed out real quick.
Yeah, that's another thing you learn.
I learned so much. Sometimes these kids teach me as much as I teach them,
that's
if not more.
That's what makes it so rewarding.
Yeah.
Because it certainly isn't the hospital bills.
No, that's or the money, because I am not a career counselor. I do not get paid for this.
No, no.
I should not be on school campuses.
You shouldn't have been allowed in that room with that child. It scared him, to be honest, which may explain a lot
of
stabbing.
Some would say that that child was acting in self-defense. He didn't so much tell me that he wanted to stab as he did just kind of stab me when I came in.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't make out over all the screaming.
No.
From either of you, really.
Yeah, right. It was hard after a while to discern my screams from his as I was bleeding out and losing consciousness. But I think we both learned a little something, is the point.
Yes.
Anyway, Jeff.
Anyway, so they had 400 battles, and only one time did the tarantula hawk lose to
the
tarantula.
What did it do? What can tarantulas learn?
Well, here's what they shouldn't do. So the tarantula has fangs. We all know that about tarantulas. We've seen a tarantula on its hind legs. We've all seen arachnophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Tarantula uses its fangs to bite into the back of the tarantula hawk. And they say, the scientists say, you can actually hear audible crunching when these things are fighting. So it is like
so
a John Wick
cool.
movie. But the crunching is a protective carapace on the back of the tarantula hawk that doesn't hurt it.
You got wicked!
Yeah!
You got wicked! He planned for every eventuality!
He's wearing his fang-proof vest, dude.
Wick knew where you were coming from. He knew where you were coming from.
Yeah.
So what did the one spider do that the others didn't?
I guess he just got lucky that day.
Wow.
I don't know.
Caught him on an off day.
Sometimes the tarantula hawk, you know, just woke up on the wrong side of the dead upside-down tarantula hole.
He was thinking of other tarantula hawk things.
Yeah.
He was like, he wasn't in the moment.
But they, you know, tarantulas have a protective outer coating as well, and the tarantula hawk—
It's called just looking creepy.
It's furry and creepy looking for sure. But the tarantula hawk knows to sting it like in its joints, where it's most vulnerable.
Why does the tarantula hawk know this, but the tarantula can't fucking learn? I guess the tarantula can't learn because there's no tarantula that walks away.
There's no oral tradition.
Yeah.
There's nobody to tell. All they know is that Larry left.
All they know is you go that way, you never come back.
Larry went off one day and didn't come back. No one really knows why, but...
All tarantula folklore just says, don't go that way. Don't head over there. What happens? We don't know.
We don't know, but it's bad.
Don't fucking go.
Why do you keep going that way? My father went that way and his father before him.
Well, God bless you. No one ever saw them again. Yeah, I mean, do what you feel like you have to. Follow your dreams.
I mean, I just feel like my family history states that I should go that direction.
Well, Godspeed, you idiot. The other tarantulas seem to say with their eyes. All of them. All of their compound eyes.
Multiple.
I will tell you this, and this is what I will end this with, and it's what I always end things like this with. I'd let it sting me.
No, you wouldn't.
I would let it sting me.
I don't believe you.
I would feel bad afterwards, for sure.
For 3 to 4 minutes, you would.
Do you know why I would let it sting me, Jeff?
Because you're
an idiot. For the same reason that I would, yes, exactly. For the same reason that I would touch that plant that makes you fall over immediately after you touch it. Because I can't conceptualize that. You can tell me that, and all I have in my brain is the abstract idea.
Isn't that enough, though?
No. Even the scale isn't telling me what I need to know.
It's a 4.
It's a 4. I know that's as high as it goes. I can't tell you what that means in my soul. I would let that thing sting me just to know what a 4 is.
You're saying Schmidt is living a better life than you're living.
He knows more than we do. He's wiser.
Yeah.
He knows what the limits are.
He's been
are.
There. He's been to the 4 and back again.
He's been to the edge.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it?
Fuck no. I can live my life not knowing what a 4 feels like.
Nah, I think you need to know what that 4 is. I think somewhere deep down, there's a Brock inside of you that's saying, know what the 4 is, dude. Know what the 4 is. Would you guys do it? Let us know if you would do it. You can tell us on Twitter.
Hashtag that, know the 4.
I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, where are you guys going to be at the end of this month? Are you going to be at the Snowbird Resort in Utah?
That's where we're going to be.
We're going to be at Nerdtacular 2015. It's going to be us. It's going to be a bunch of the people from the Frog Pants community of podcasters. Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert Young are going to be there from Night Attack. Veronica Belmont and Tom Merritt are going to be there. Scott Johnson's going to be there. And everybody's just going to be just there.
And we're going to be there.
We're going to be hanging out.
Most notably us.
Yeah. We're not even just going to go to see all those people.
I mean, that's... Really, we are going.
But they're actually letting us go and appear and do a live episode of We Have Concerns and a bunch of fun stuff throughout the weekend. If you want to know more about that, you can head to nerdtacular.com. Come join us. It'll be great.
We'd love to see you there.
Bring a tarantula.
Wear your shirt.